Okay, we're in the bottom of 23b, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, at the two dots. The Mishnah is explaining, Rav Shim ben Elazar in the Mishnah, that he said certain types of vessels called anpurya, you have no mitzvah to announce and you can keep them. So what is that word anpurya? So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kelim Chadashim, they are brand new vessels, Shelo Safsana Ayin, that nobody could identify them because they're brand new. When things are older, you get used to, you have a chance to get familiar exactly how it looks. And then second of all, they're identifying features on it that are torn or nicks. But something brand new, typically people can't identify. So Gemara said, what's the case? Id isbehu simin. If he wrote his name on it, it has a simin. So it doesn't make a difference, kilo sof so ayin. My hobby, if it's brand new and he didn't get used to it, it's still got a simin. He's less busiman, and if there's no way to prove that it's his, kisav sa'ayin, even if he is used to how it looks, my havi, he can't describe it. Really, the Gemara said there is no simon, but there are certain kind of people that even if they can't describe it, if they look at it and tell you it's theirs, you can give it to them. Those are people that are totally truthful. Who are they? Tzubna Rabbanin. You can give it back to those Tzubna Rabbanin. Betvias, you have a mitzvah to only give it back to the owner. And the problem is that a lot of people, when they lose something, would be happy to gain something that belongs to no one or that they think it's similar to what they lost. But only a person who's totally honest can you trust, are you required to give it back to. So such a person is a scholar. How do you identify a person who's careful with truth, a scholar? Madrina kilo sef sign. So you could give it... Laduri to give it back the Tzumna Rabbanim to be a sign if he recognizes it. So Safsa Ayim, if he's had a chance to get to know it, it's a little bit used. Kim Le Gavaya Madrina Le. Ki Lo Safsa Ayim. But if it's really new, even for him, Lo Kim Le Begavaya, he has no way to tell it's his. Lo Madrina Le. You wouldn't give it back. Now, who are these people? How can you tell if they're typically honest? Omer Yudom Meshmuel, Bahani Tlas Mi La Avi Rabbanim de Mishanim Bilayim. There's three areas where a person. Many people play with the truth, but a person who's a Torah scholar only plays with the truth in three cases. Now, it doesn't mean that he lies, but it means that in these cases, he doesn't have to. And there's a little bit of a debate about what they are. The first one is Masechtas, and that is that if someone asks him if he's learned this, he learned that. So out of modesty, he's allowed to say, I don't know so much. That's not considered a lie, and a person's permitted not to say the whole truth in order not to brag. But poor Yah, so Rashi says these are private matters. If he asked him if he was with his wife, if he had relations, those are private things. You're allowed to disguise the truth out of modesty. And then the third one is Ushpiza. That is, if you praise your host, then other people will go there and take advantage of him if you praise him too much. And so you're allowed to say it was fine. You don't have to, if you wrong people, if you praise your host where you were staying, they'll take advantage of him. So you don't have to praise him in front of them. You can just say it was okay, even if it was amazing. What's the difference? To return a lost object, if a person doesn't have a real identifying feature, but just you're relying on their honesty, and they can identify it with the way it looks. Iyadina beidu lo mishani, if you know that they're totally truthful people, and they wouldn't chas v'shalom lie. These are the only areas where they lie. Not that they lie, but they sometimes don't say the whole truth. That's out of privacy, out of modesty, out of not to harm another. But they would never not tell the whole truth to make a gain, to take this away from you, then you could give it back. But if there are people who bend the truth in other areas, lo madrinale, you don't have to give it back. Marzucha chasida ignevle kosta de kaspa. Marzucha the pious was staying in someone's house, and his host's silver cup went missing. Chazahu barbe rabda mashiyadam. He saw one of the other students who was with him that he washed his hand and he dried it on his neighbor's garment without permission. So he knew most of the time people don't do that. But the fact that this one did told us that he was somebody not careful with other people's things. Omar Haihu, this is the one. He knew all the other ones. This is the one that's probably guilty. The lo ikbis le'a mamona dechavre isn't careful with his friend's money. Kofse, they tied him up. They put him on the pole. According to some, they gave him some lashes or they waited until he admitted. that he was the guilty one. Tanya, Mod Rav Shimon ben Elazar became Kadosh Shetav Sa'ayin. And even Rav Shimon ben Elazar would admit that if the person had enough time to identify it, then you are required to announce it, because he'll be able to identify the features of it, and you'll have a mitzvah to give it back. And the following vessels, Shalosav Sa'ayin, they are not distinguishable, and you don't have to announce them because there's no unique features that somebody could give you to return them. Kigon, Bari Machtin, pins and needles, it's a little forks, and Makruza Shokar Dumius. And also, these are little hatchets. There are certain things that are very generic. And since they're generic, there's no special thing that a person can tell you about them that you could return them. The strings of the axes, whatever that is. So these items are like things that are not distinguishable one of another. Now, even these things, pins and needles and hatchets or whatever, strings of hatchets, these things are only if you only found one. But if you found a number of them, or at least two, then you have to announce. Because then the person can say, I lost three of them. And so the simon there would be the number. What is the word body shuki, like hanging needles? Why are they called body? They used to hang the needles on. It's something that's hung on, that hangs on the, like a branch. One leaf and one branch, they used to hang the needles on a branch. There was something that stuck out that the needles were hung around. So that we learned the following. Rav Shimon ben Elazar taught, Hamatzo min ari. If there was something that was close to a lion and you saved it from the lion, you can keep it, or a bear, or a leopard, or a bardalus. There's some debate about a bardalus, whether it's a polecat or a hyena, or minzutu shoyam, or if you saved it from the raging sea, mashalisha sholnar, or like a river, or hamotzi bishrachia platzi gedola, or you found it in a very large area, but kol makam shurav mitzuyin sham, and there's lots of people around. In all of these cases, you can keep it. Because the owner definitely gave up all hope of getting it back in such a busy place. So now the Gemara is going to throw out a bunch of questions about this teaching. When Rav Shimon ben Elazar said you could keep it, is that because it was mostly Gentiles who don't have a mitzvah to return things and you know for sure it's lost? But if it was in a Jewish place, maybe there is a mitzvah to return. Or no, maybe even in a mostly Jewish place. And even if you want to say, even in a mostly Jewish place, you can keep it, is there another opinion that argues on Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Do the Rabbanan argue on him? Although, do they not argue? And even if they argue, they would argue if it's mostly Jewish. But would they also argue where it's mostly Canaanim? Or do they not argue? And even if you want to say they argue even by mostly non-Jews and they say you can't keep it, you have to announce it, who do we hold like? Halacha Mosa ain't Halacha Mosa. Is it like the Halacha like them or not like them? And even if you want to say the Halacha is like them because they're the majority, so that Rav Shimon ben Elazar is just one rabbi's opinion. So maybe by mostly Gentiles, Dafka Ro Kananim. Would it be only where it's mostly Gentile? Actually, the Halacha would be like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that you can keep it, or would we even agree with him by it's mostly Israel? So again, there's a Halacha that you don't have to announce a certain item when it's in a big, busy place with lots of people. So that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So first of all, did he say it only by a Jewish place or only by a non-Jewish place or even by a Jewish place? And then secondly, does someone argue on him? And if someone argues on him, do they only argue by a Jewish place or do they even argue in a non-Jewish place, whether or not you can keep it? So now we, Toshima, let's see what we can find out. Hamotzi mos batei knesset batei medrash. If you find money in, it sounds like a shul or a base medrash, or where there's a lot of people, you can keep it because the owners give up hope. So who's the one who says you look at the fact that there's a lot of people? That's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So in this case, we're talking about a shul. So you see that he said you can keep it even Barov Yisrael, even though it's mostly Jews. So the Gemara said, maybe this is different. It's because there's nothing to announce, nothing unique about it, because it was all spread out. So the Gemara said, if it's all spread out, so why does it have to be a lot of people? If you lay in a rabbi, so even only a little bit of people, when there's no simon on it, you can keep it. The Gemara said, really, it's in a bundle. So there is a way to identify it. So if it's a Jewish place, why can you keep it? The answer is, it's not a Jewish place. It's a dwelling place of the Canaanites. And a batei medrash. So the Gemara said, yeah, but the Gentiles don't have batei medrash. So what does that mean? So the Gemara said, you're right. But a medrash didan. It's our shul, our base of medrash, study hall, the Yasub Kananim, that even our study hall for security, we have Canaanites. So if you know that even in the Jewish places, there's plenty of non-Jews for security, janitorial, other things, therefore the owner gives up pashta. Once you say this, even in the synagogues, the Yasub Kananim, you have the Kananim for security and other reasons, so therefore, the owner gives up hope, and therefore the owner gives up hope, and you could keep it. So Tashma. So we're back to the drawing board, because since we are talking about even the Jewish places have non-Jews, therefore it's no proof. So Tashma, come in here. Matzah, again, we want to know: can you keep? Who's? Is it one opinion? Or would the rabbis agree? And even if they disagree, is there a difference between a rabbim of Jews and non-Jews? Toshima. Motzah bo'aveda, if you find a lost object, im rov Yisrael, if it's in a Jewish area, chayav lahakris. Im rov Kananim, but amongst the Gentiles, you don't have to announce it. So who's the one who says you look at the midrash? Shemer Lazar. Shema mina, you see clearly, ki amar Shemer Lazar, only by the Canaanites. But if it's mostly Jews, you can't keep it. So Gemara said, no, it's not a proof. This might be the other opinion, the Rabbanan. So the Gemara said, yeah, but you see at least that the Rabbanan are modeled of Shimon Lazar of Kananim, that you could keep it if it's mostly non-Jews, and we weren't sure. So the Gemara said, really, it's your Shimon Bar Lazar. And even Beroiv Yisrael Nami, he says you could keep it. Why can you keep it? Hachem Mayaskinen B'tamun. The case was the object was hidden away. So the Gemara said, if it was hidden away, so why should you even touch it? V'tanan, Matzikli Basha Mechusa, if you find something, even in a garbage dump, if it's hidden away, you shouldn't touch it. It's only when it's in the open you call it out. So the Gemara said, like Rapapa said, this is in a place that normally isn't cleaned out, so therefore you probably put it there, but now they decided to clean it out. And so here, if you don't announce it, the person's going to lose it. It's a garbage dump that isn't usually cleaned out, and you changed your mind to clean it out. So we're saying that in this previous case, that even though usually Rav Shimon Bar Lazar would say that even Beroiv Yisrael, you could keep it, but in this case, since it was put away by the owner, you can't keep it. It's not just that you found it, it was hidden in a special place. But then the Gemara said, if that was the case, that it was hidden in a special case, so what business do you have touching it? The answer is that originally it was in a place that it should have been safe, but then they changed their mind and decided to clean it out, and so therefore you should pick it up and announce it as we get ready to turn the page. Or really, boy, same, but there's another way to learn over here. Really, it's the Rabbanan. Mik Tani Hein Shelo. Did we say you could keep it? We just said you can't, you're not obligated to announce it. So it means that you should leave it where it is, V'yaisi Yisrael V'yav Busimen. And if a Jew comes and tells you how he left it, then you should give it back to him. Toshma. Now we have a third level. There's, you could keep it, you're obligated to announce it, and if somebody describes it, then they could keep it. Tashma, come in here. Da'om Ravasi, Matzah, Chavis, Yain, Beer, Shurav, Kananim. If you find a barrel of wine in a non-Jewish city, you're allowed to keep it, but you can't drink it because it's probably considered non-kosher wine. But and non-kosher wine you can't benefit from because they used to use it in ceremonies to the idol. Boy, Israel knows some Bosimon. If a Jew comes and describes it exactly that it was his kosher wine, so then you could drink it. But you could keep it because it was found in a place where the owner gave up hope. Who's that? Rav Shimon Bar Lazar. Shmamina, clearly you see, Kikom Rav Shimon Bar Lazar, that Rav Shimon Bar Lazar's halacha that you can keep it is because it was in a non-Jewish area that the owner gave up hope. Abu Bro Yisrael, lo. But had it been in a Jewish area, the owner wouldn't have given up hope and you were obligated to return it. Even though there's a rabbim. The Gemara says, no, really, Rav Shimon Bar Lazar said, even Bar Yisrael, you could keep it. So he just meant that he agrees with him in one area. He agrees with him when you could keep it, but he argues on him when it's the majority Yisrael. So then the Gemara has a side question. Well, if Kima Acha de Sura Bahana, if you're going to tell me that you can't drink the wine, so what else can you do with it? You can't even benefit. What do we mean? You can keep it because it's a found object. You can keep the barrel. Next. Ahu Gavra Dashka Garbazuza Ditsir Bisadina. There was a person who found money wrapped in a cloth and it was thrown in the sea of Biran. And so he found this money wrapped in the cloth in the water, and he wanted to know if he could keep it. And he was told, no, you have to announce it. So he said to him, why? Vazuto Shoyamu. This was in the water. So the Gemara said, Shani Nabirin. This particular river was not such a deep river, and it was dug out and dammed by Jews. Jewish workers and fishermen used to do that. Kivin Miskolo Miyash. So the owner didn't give up hope of finding it. So the Gemara said, aren't there mostly non-Jews there? Shema Menan, you see, we don't agree with the Shema Lazar. You still have to announce it even Rokan on him. The Gemara said, Shani Narbir, in this particular water area was different, that the Jews, Sokhule, they were the ones who dug it, Yisrael Kadule, and therefore they didn't give up hope, and they knew they were in charge of the, they were the diggers and the shakers over there in the water. Kim Yisrael Sokhule, and since they knew the Jews were doing the digging and the damming, Amim Yisrael Nafel, so they assumed that it fell from a Jew, Akim Yisrael Karule, and since Jews knew that if their fellow Jews found it, they would try to return it, Lo Miyayish. Rabbi Yehuda, Havishagwas, and Mar Shmuel Beshuka de Bei Disa. He was following the master Shmuel in the marketplace where they sold grains. Omalei, Matzakan Arniki Mahu. What if I find a wallet here? Do I have to announce it? It's a busy place. Omar Ha'elu Shalom, you can keep it. What happens if a Jew can describe it to me? Do I have to give it back? He said, then give it back. Tarti, it's a contradiction. Can't tell me I can keep it and then say I have to give it back. Omar Lei, Lifni Mushus Adin. Really, the halacha says you could keep it. You can go beyond the letter of the law if you know that a person lost it and you should give it back to him. Where do you find this idea of going beyond the letter of the law? Ki haydavu Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Ashakani Chamri ben Midbar. He found wild oxen in the desert and he gave them back after 12 months where the owner for sure gave up hope. He'd be allowed to keep it in that case. But still, even though you're allowed to, there's a concept of going beyond what you're required. Lifni Mishusa Din. Rava Havishagabasidir of Nachum Bishukadigar, he was going with him in the leather workers market. Vomalain, some people say Bishukad Rabbanin, or other people say it was a rabbi's market. It was a market where there were, I don't know if there were yeshivas there, or so Omalay Matsukan Arniki Mai, what if I find a wallet over here? It's a Jewish place. Omalay, how you could keep it? Boy, you show nothing, but what if a Jew tells me it's his? Haru Shalom. You can still keep it. What if the owner's yelling and screaming it's his? Shouldn't I give it to him? So he says, you're not required. It's like a person yelling about his house that fell down or his ship that sunk in sea. Really, he gave up hope and it's perfectly legal to keep it. There was that vulture, the shakal bis ribashuka. It took away meat in the marketplace and it threw it in the place called Tzintzi de Barmerian. And the person who found the meat, he found a steak all of a sudden over there. He went in front of a baye, can I keep it? He said, yeah, you could keep it because something comes from a bird. That's the owner gave up hope. That neighborhood was Jewish. Shema mina, so we see, we hold like Ushim Yisrael. If you go Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. The Gemara says this is totally different because once it's in the mouth of the bird, it's like something in the sea, Kizutu Shoyam, that even in a Jewish place, typically, once the vultures get it, you give up hope. Usually, once something comes from birds, even if the birds likely took it from a Jewish area, the meat that has been hidden from Jewish eyes normally is considered not kosher. The Gemara said, you found a witness that saw this meat taken from a Jewish area, a kosher area, and deposited over there. Okay, we'll stop here.